It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here and declare your independence. Of me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day here on the Liberty Radio News. We got a lot of stuff going for you. We got a lot of things that we need to make sure that you understand, that you know about. And the best way to do that is just dive right into it. This is what I'm going to do. Today I wanted to make sure that we took the time to learn a little bit about the history of the Constitution. I wanted to get this into the archive because if we don't, you know, I won't be able to use it in the future to be able to make sure that, you know, if I'm going, you know, away sometime, you know, here on the Liberty News Radio Network, I want to make sure that I say, hey, I'm going to be gone this day. This is a really good rerun. This one, you may hear this, you know, a couple times over the year. And the reason is we are being fed a history that is not really accurate. Whenever it serves the big bad guy's point, I mean, it's, you know, Washington chopping down cherry trees and can't tell a lie and Honest Abe and all this other stuff. You know, it's kind of the founder of this, and we fought the Civil War for slavery and, you know, all this other stuff that is not accurate. What we need to understand is everything that happened since the Declaration of Independence has been counter to the revolution that we really fought. You do not pull the plug on the machine of the man and him not have some kind of counter. You do not have an entire continent declare its independence and win it from the most powerful known entity in the universe at the time, the British Empire, and think they go, oh, okay, you know, sorry for having bothered you. Want some tea? They're never going to stop coming out. And they, them, those. Or those won't be left alone, those won't leave them alone. To understand what really happened and the impact and the battles that we still fight today, you need to get a little bit different perspective on history, the real history. Things that actually happened. You know, a lot of people, the Federalist Papers, they didn't even know the Anti-Federalist Papers even existed. They don't know that, you know, when they say Federalist or Anti-Federalist, who are the real Federalists? What does Federalist mean? You know, what was the purpose of having the Articles of Confederation and then replacing them? Did people know that you were replacing them? What states held out? What were done to the states that said, no, we don't want to do this? Do you know? You know what armies were raised to go and quash rebellions like Shea Rebellion, the Whiskey Rebellion in Pennsylvania? And who did it and why? Where'd the money come from? Where'd the money go? What role did the Bank of England have in this? The monarchy, other countries. These are the things that, you know, they're not teaching us. And the one thing that's interesting is that the young kids know it more than the others because they're getting access to this stuff on the internet. They share it with each other. It's important to them. They find it interesting. They find any kind of hypocrisy as unacceptable. So all it takes is one, you know, 22-year-old on a Facebook account to go, hey, look at this cool video, and it opens up a whole bunch of stuff. If you are of the mind that just tell me the truth, just knowing the truth has enormous power. And What I'll tell you what really diminishes power. What will take your power away is to be find out that you're supporting a lie. If you're advocating for something that is later found out to be inaccurate, untruthful, counterproductive, you know, been there, done that, tried that before, didn't work, you know, these young people will find out. And they're finding out in a much more rapid, condensed, filtered way. I wouldn't say the word filtered. It's put, what's the other word? Peer-reviewed. You'll have tons and tons and tons of stuff that will go into this internet, this sieve, and, you know, and all the crap just kind of goes away, and then you can repackage and stuff. I mean, they're obviously wanting to try and get you to think a certain way. Some people, you know, that's what this Tea Party thing is all about. We're going to have all this dissent. That people, they showed up by the millions in Washington, D.C. with 15 gazillion. They even have a book on WorldNet Daily that they're promoting the signs of the Tea Party. Well, of course, they pick what they want, but, you know, there's a wide variety in there. Which one of those signs are what they're pushing? Well, of course, they're pushing, we got to support Israel. I guarantee you that. You're going to have foreign aid to Israel. Got our allies in Israel. Love our allies, Israel. I'll be way up there towards the top. The other one's going to be, we got to keep the empire and protect us against people who want to kill us. They want to kill us because we're free. We're too free. They're going to kill us. And we had Jesse Ventura coming out saying, what's the solution? You know, we're going to take away our freedom so they won't want to kill us anymore? You know, I'll play you that clip I had on the morning show. That was a good clip. Jesse Ventura was on the Fox News in the morning, or Fox and Friends or whatever, their little televangelist crew. And he's saying, look, man, I hate both parties. And he was talking about his new book, Conspiracy Theories. And he's like, I didn't make this stuff up. And they didn't want to talk about 9/11. We already plowed that ground. We don't want to talk about that anymore. Don't talk about it. Please don't bring it up. We don't want to talk about it. Yeah, nah, cool. This is, we just had this weekend, I don't know if I told you yesterday, this last weekend, Barry Hess, you've heard him on the show before, and he's guest hosted for me. He's our Libertarian candidate for governor here in Arizona. And he's been running for office since 2000. He's run, this will be the third time he's run for governor, and we have fun doing it. And all of a sudden, all the things that Libertarians have been saying, and in particular, he had been saying, have come to pass. To where Sheriff Richard Mack and Senator Karen Johnson, a Republican senator here in Arizona, really popular, and, you know, 9/11 truther and so on, both of them endorsed Barry Hess, enthusiastically endorsing, we're not compromising anymore, we're not playing this party thing, we endorse Libertarian Barry Hess for governor in Arizona. Oh, heck no. And that sent some of the boys in for a little, what the heck was that? And both of them happen to be Mormon. I mean, that's a whole conservative block of whatever. You got Sheriff Mack and Karen Johnson, Mormon leadership here in the East Valley in Arizona, Phoenix and Mesa area and all around the state. Oh, man, you just got a chunk of votes just went to the Libertarian. What the heck do we do now? I don't know. I guess, you know, we're going to stay being Libertarian. That's how it happened. You know, there's no selling out. There's no, you know, compromising. They've known us. You know, I've worked with these guys for a long time. I know, you know, Sheriff Mack drew the winner of a raffle that we did to raise money for our first Libertarian Party headquarters back in 1994. And we raffled off an AR-15, a Mach 90, and an SKS. We did the drawing, had them wired up on a piece of plywood, and raffled them off, did the drawing on the steps of the U.S. Postal Building downtown Phoenix on April 15th. And the other person that drew the second place was Frances Barwood, was a city councilwoman here in Phoenix. You know, we've been doing this hardcore thing for a long time. So Sheriff Mack, he drew, here we go. Think we had enough press there? Oh, yeah. Got the camera in your face. Oh, don't you think that, and gangs and mob and killing and automatic weapons and bad and stuff. Nope. This is during the militia craze and everything. We're taking a hit because we knew what it would mean. We are for rights, gun rights, civil rights. All these guys, NRA later comes out, they do a six-gun and a lever-action 30-30 drawing, kind of paled. Now, then we did a reach out and touch someone Liberty Rifle raffle. And it had our logo on that one was Bambi in crosshairs wearing a blue UN helmet. Oh, edgy. What are they? And we had a tactical sniper rifle, a hunting version, and a cheaper one, three guns. We had a concealed carry one that we did when we were pushing concealed carry and got that legislation passed. Then we did, for a fundraiser for a guy that manufactured 50 caliber rifles, we raffled off a Monte Griffin 50 caliber. So this is the, we're on the edge. Well, there's a reason. It's because we know something a lot of people don't. The real history of what's going on, what we've been fighting all this time. And I have a gentleman that did a podcast that I'm going to use, that I'm going to have you guys share with me, and you're going to like it. But you need to buckle in. Here it comes.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Hey, welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, I'm going to give you a learnification today. That's right. New word. I just made it up. Okay. You might want to get a pen and paper and kind of jot down some notes in this if you got the time, or have your internet handy dandy. Check out some of these facts and so on, because it's going to send you on a path of rage against the machine, or for the machine, one or the other way, because you can't not be affected by some of the stuff that's coming up. Liberty Conspiracy is a podcast of some good guys that I know in New Hampshire. One of his name is Guard Goldsmith. He was had a show on a Clear Channel station that had Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, and in between it, you had this hardcore anarcho-capitalist guy. I don't know how the heck he got that gig. And some guy locally got hurt or done. He was a board, whatever, and he took over the spot. Now, his career came to radio and doing philosophy and so on because his father had written a freedom book back in the day, and it obviously grew up in that atmosphere, and it had an impact on him. But he went and made his name in Hollywood. He would write screenplays and so on for shows like Voyager, Star Trek. And a lot of, you can tell which ones were his because they were this freedom-oriented libertarian thing. You know, do you own yourself kind of deal? So this is just how he rolls. Well, he liked doing talk radio and moved back home to New Hampshire, and he had a very popular show. Well, he's gone to the internet and created a podcast that's very popular, Liberty Conspiracy, along with some other guys that works with him. And one of those guys that took the mic every now and then, he'll do a podcast for him, is Glenn Jacobs. Now, Glenn Jacobs, some people know him as Citizen X. Citizen X is the blog that he uses to communicate with a lot of his fans. And where did he get all his fans? The WWE, he's Kane, 6'9", big, giant, whip your butt, jumping from the top rope kind of guy. And these guys are smart guys. They got time to read. They talk amongst each other. Val Venus, one of the other entertainers, his wrestlers, is a good friend of his. He lives here in the Valley, and his real name is Sean Morley. Now, these guys know it's theater. I mean, I don't care how much theater it is. Jumping from the top rope, your chest on somebody else's chest in a swan dive is, I don't care how choreographed it is, not me, okay? I mean, these guys are athletes. There's no getting around it. And I've been to their show just to go and support them, and it's fun. Well, they got WrestleMania coming here next week, and they had tens of thousands. This thing's sold out. But we're going to be outside going, Kane man, we love Kane. So we'll have some fun and show some support, and he'll come in on the show, and we'll have some fun. Now, he did this piece for Guard on the Liberty Conspiracy because he wanted to just give some history. And a lot of it came from, there's a book called The Hologram of Liberty by Boston Tea Party, Kenneth Royce. And we've had him on the show. He's spoken at the Freedom Summit before. And he did a book called The Boston Tea Party's Gun Bible. And it's all on everything about guns, which one for what and the histories. And it's a big, thick book, and it's known as the book when it comes to guns. And, of course, he's written a lot of freedom books, too. Well, The Hologram of Liberty talks about the history of the creation of the Constitution, where it came from, who did it, why, what were the players or the motivations, the real history. I mean, some, you know, you don't make this stuff up. I mean, their own writings, the articles, the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers. You know, when they talk about the Federalist papers, there was another side, the Anti-Federalist. You know, these were the Patrick Henrys and the Thomas Paines and the Sam Adams and the Jefferson, these kind of guys. They're back there going, and no. We see what you're doing. No, heck no. Well, they predicted what would happen if they did this. It was like they're prophetic. They knew it was going to happen. You give a central plan for freedom. You know, you have a central authority that, you know, would exercise their dominion over the individual states and certainly the individual. Because the Declaration of Independence was what? The purpose of government is defending individual rights. Well, the purpose of the Constitution was to give them taxing authority, eminent domain, control of commerce. If I was king, I couldn't got better. And legal. And three branches of government that are lined up against the rights of the individual in support of the government. Oh, and you don't like it? You got to go ask somebody to interpret it for you. Who you go ask? The government. In the form of your judiciary. So I'm going, okay. So I want to get this into the archive. I'm going to try and get through as much of this. It's an hour show, but we'll see how much we get through. And in the morning show, we only got through about half. But I'll make the link available on the archive here so that you can get – and Glenn does a really good job. I mean, he's a hell of a human being, seriously. My wife likes him. And if my wife likes you, that means you're a good guy. And he's really – taking this libertarian freedom activism thing seriously, because he's going to retire here soon. Where does he move? What country does he live in? What state? You know, will he run for office? Heck, Ventura did. Ventura doesn't have nothing on Glenn. Glenn philosophically slapped that boy around. So this is of interest. But first I want to do in this rest of this segment, and probably in, we'll do a little bit into the next one, is a Jesse Ventura discussion that he had on Fox. I guess it was yesterday morning, or this one is recently. And he's just talking about the, what's his opinion of the parties. And he didn't really have anything good or bad to say about any particular individual as much as he's just against the parties. And this is on Raw Story, which is a left-leaning site, and I just want to, we'll see how much we can get in the rest of this segment. See if it plays. Come on. Yeah, here we go. It's starting up. And I'll stop talking as soon as it starts. But it's it's kind of the morning show, the Fox and Friends is what they call it. And they won't have them on Hannity or any of these guys. Because, man, they are definitely against this 9/11 thing.
All right, strap yourself in. The Constitution and our Bill of Rights, according to our next guest, they've never been in greater peril than they are right this very moment.
Former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, is the author of the new book, American Conspiracies. Good morning to you, Governor.
Morning.
All right, so on its face, when we say that, a lot of people have said that in the last year, that the Constitution is under fire. But I think you have a different take on it.
Well, it's under fire because look what's happened. They've gutted the Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizure. They've gutted, I can't think of the word. It's 4 a.m. for me. I came from mountain time. With the right to a lawyer. Mm. You can't, sure. You know, they can now charge you with terrorism. They can hold you without letting you see a lawyer.
Miranda rights.
Yeah, not Miranda, but, it's another term. It'll come to me as soon as we go off the air.
Anyway, it has you upset.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have me upset, but it has me gravely concerned that we continue to see an erosion of our rights in this country and our freedoms. And they do this. I remember when George Bush said they attacked us because they're jealous of our freedom. So the solution is take our freedoms away and then they won't attack us. Right. Is that what they're saying?
Well, I know that.
Is that what they're saying? Well, we'll get the rest of it when we come back. That's a good place to pause it, and we'll finish it up when we come back in the next segment. And then we'll get to the podcast by Glenn Jacobs on the history of the Constitution and its creation. Because I want to have this show available, because there's so many opportunities that come up when they talk about the divinity of the Constitution. I'm wondering who started that. You know, what campaign was that? You know, where did that come up? You know, God's hand was in on this thing. If I was God, I'd be, man, you know, heck no. Don't be blaming me for that. You know, have you ever read it through? This three-fifths of a human being if you're black? Come on. Seriously? It was a counter-revolution. It was a 180 degrees from what the Declaration of Independence was. The Articles of Confederation, we need to study more. We had a gentleman named Bill Buppert. He's an author on Lou Rockwell quite a bit, and he's a consultant for the military. As a matter of fact, he was a Green Beret, a Special Forces guy, and now Fort Huachuca here. But he has a lot of concerns, and he had a lot to say about the Articles of Confederation and what happened and why. You know, we have that show that we play every now and then. You know, we'll start putting in some good shows that we have. When I got to take these trips, I'll make sure that you got something good to hear again or share with your friends. Well, this is going to be one of them. You stay right there. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
Shooting star leaping through the sky.
And several other laws whenever I get the chance. You know, we're listening to Jesse Ventura yesterday on Fox and Friends, and he's just, you know, he's talking about some stuff. It's kind of surprising that they'd have him on. Of course, they won't have him on the evening shows. He makes a point of that. But let's go ahead and finish this up.
You feel that the federal government was in on September 11th. We're not going to talk about that.
Sure.
That is plowed ground for us. So let's talk about how you see a conspiracy with the Tea Parties.
With the Tea Parties? I see it because where were they when the Fourth Amendment, habeas corpus, they suspended habeas corpus. I knew it would get to me. Where were those guys who protesting when we lost habeas corpus, when they violate the Fourth Amendment of illegal search and seizure? They were nowhere to be found at that point in time.
Well, you know the story, and I know you live in Mexico, but the whole Tea Party thing got started on a cable news channel out on a trading floor one day when, you know, at the zenith of the bailout frenzy, and he said, you know, we ought to have another Tea Party of sorts, and that's where that started.
Well, maybe it did, but why didn't they do it initially then when George Bush did the first bailout?
Because I think one of the things that inspired the Tea Partiers, though, was the massive spending. That's sort of what got the whole movement going.
Frustration.
And there wasn't massive spending prior to that?
No, I'm not saying
there wasn't. There was huge massive spending. It's been going on for 12 years now, massive spending.
So I understand your point that finally maybe it just got too much to these people who belong to the Tea Party and they finally came out. I want to get your thoughts on the bailouts because, speaking of massive spending, where do you fall on that?
Well, it's difficult. I'm not a Harvard economist or anything. I don't think anyone really knows. I think it's a roll of the dice that they're hoping. You know, it started with President Bush. He did the bailout and all Republicans voted for it. And then when Barack Obama does the bailout, all Republicans vote against it. So I'm more concerned over these two parties because they don't have the United States of America first. They have their party first. They vote for their party first and the United States comes second or third.
So one would think that you'd be in line with the Tea Party movement then.
I would be in line with them if they were also protesting, as I said, the suspension of habeas corpus in this country, the violation of our Fourth Amendment rights that have been trashed and still go on today trashed, illegal search and seizure. You know, if they were doing all of those things, I would probably be more in support of them. But then again, isn't Sarah Palin part of them?
Not officially.
If she is, then I won't be a part of it.
You're not a fan of Sarah Palin?
No, she's a quitter.
Because she was governor for a while and
To me, you make a commitment to the voters. When you tell them you want to be governor, I'm willing to do this job. Mm-hmm. You don't quit halfway through to go reap profits and make millions of dollars. And that's what she did.
Of politicians on the national scale, national level, Jesse, who do you like? Anybody? There's got to be one.
I don't know. Is there an independent out there?
Well,
I don't like
Joe Lieberman, but you don't like him because he left a political party.
Yeah, you know, to me, you're not really an independent unless you run as one.
So you just don't like anybody in politics today?
I don't have nothing against them. Don't say I don't like them. I just don't like the parties. Don't get it wrong. It's not individuals. I despise the two parties.
Right.
Despise them. Actually, they're ruining our country.
There's millions of people who actually agree with you on that. A lot of your conspiracies, maybe not. But they probably do agree with you.
Well, let me just say about this book. This is not my imagination. I didn't make up the information in there. All of it is documented.
Yeah,
you can see it in the back of the book if you need to go.
That's right.
So this is built upon. It's like putting together a massive, it's like throwing a jigsaw puzzle on the floor. And you start, as documents come, pieces of the jigsaw. Will you get the whole thing? No. But you'll get enough of the picture to understand what's true or not.
All right. It's called American Conspiracies. Governor Jesse Ventura, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's always interesting to have you on the couch.
Yeah, oh, final thing. How come the Three Stooges on later at night won't have me on? That's what I call them. Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Yeah.
O'Reilly, Hannity, and Curly.
Really?
Yeah, they won't have me on.
Maybe it's because you call them that. I'm not sure.
I just did that today.
Okay.
I did that because they
I don't think that helped your chances, but anyway.
Well, they won't have me on anyway. They don't have the courage.
Never one to not speak his mind. Governor Ventura, good to see
Thank you.
Oh, they won't have me on, so I'm going to get mine. Well, you know, Jesse Ventura is what? Is he a leader or something? Is he a lightning rod, or is he just a side effect? You know, and there's, and I think he's a side effect, not necessarily bad. You know, I've met Jesse. He came here for a big, I tell you what happened. Karen Johnson's an Arizona Republican senator, very popular. She retired this last election. She's, I'm good. I've had my fill. And what she did is she moved up to Springerville, which is northeastern Arizona, and got chickens. And she does. Garden. Mormon family, large family. I went up there, and she's probably in her 60s. And they just got ready. Here it comes. You know, the end is nigh. So she's up there. She's still involved in politics and policy up there. But you want to talk to her, you got to drive up there, four-hour drive. And they are just getting ready because, you know, they, man, here it comes. Because she was a senator. She saw what was going on with the budget. She saw what was happening. She's screaming at the top of her lungs. She's the one behind the scenes. We worked with her to pass several laws. One of them was manual validation of the computer program for voting. And, I, you know, they get it enacted. In 06, I was running for Secretary of State. I had to file special action, Arizona Supreme Court, to get them to make use of the law they just passed with emergency legislation. They all voted for it. Oh, yeah, we love it. We're just not going to enact it. Really. Hello, see you in court. So we had to go through that. Then they kind of, you know, did it half-ass anyway. This is a side effect of this. She came onto the Senate floor, and she took time towards the end of the session, and she went on for at least 5-10 minutes and read her comments into the record with all the people there and a bunch of people up in the gallery. She had the floor, and she said, I want a 9/11 investigation. I don't believe them. She went on about a bunch of stuff that she had questions about. She goes, I think they're lying, and I want it investigated. Woo, man, everybody, you know, right on. A state senator did this. She gets a call from Jesse Ventura. Ventura came to Arizona. We made a bunch of signs like we always do. You know, Jesse Ventura speaks at, and we went to the Wesley Bowen Plaza, which is the park near the Capitol, and we had a big to-do. And then we went into the Senate caucus room, and he gave a talk that we videotaped. If you go, We Are Change Arizona, and put in Jesse Ventura, just, you know, put that in a Google search, it'll come up. And he talked about when he was governor of Minnesota, and he says, did you know that there is a CIA operative in every state house? He goes, I didn't know this. All of a sudden, I see on my schedule, my scheduler comes up to me and says, hey, man, you got a 1:30 with somebody in the basement here doing whatever. And he goes, what's this? And he goes, that's CIA, man. They wanted to talk to you, whatever. He was a Navy SEAL. So he's like Mr. Patriotic or whatever, and he's not afraid. So he's like, yeah, whatever. Okay, cool. So he goes down. Sure enough, he finds out, and he's got to be all secret about it, but he's willing to say this. Every state house has a CIA operative. Why? Because of legislation they might pass. We did, I'll tell you about that in a second, we did with Karen, but he meets with them, talks to them, and he says, in retrospect, he called some of his secret guys he knew in intelligence and so on. What the heck was that about? He goes, you scared him. You know, you ran as an independent. All of a sudden, you're governor, man. They're like, what the heck just happened? You scared them. I'll bet you everything they asked you is about your election. He goes, yeah. You know, I can't not be in control. You know, this kind of, they're, what the heck? And here comes the Levolution and so on. They're losing control. To make a point, Karen Johnson, one of the things behind the scenes that we work, a lot of the best legislation she'd done and, you know, big things that were real popular were written by libertarians. Just nobody knew it because we didn't care. I don't want credit. I just want to get it passed. And usually I don't mess with these guys, but I was asked by her to come down. And Pal Gamble, my senior editor, and I went down to talk to her. And she says, you guys are, you know, skilled at this. We've done a lot of initiatives, and we make a lot of noise and campaigns and about issues. And we're all about getting people educated and getting upset and worked up about things that need to be, they need to be worked up about. And she was really concerned about the Amero, losing state sovereignty and national sovereignty to, you know, the globalists and those kind of stuff. And she says, Ernie, I'm really concerned about losing our money, you know, the Amero thing and the sovereignty and all this other stuff. What can we do? And I go, well, what is it you're looking to do? Well, I, you know, she wanted to make some kind of statement on an international field, but from her position as a state legislator, how can she do this? You know, we'll get back to you. We talked about it and so on. And Karen, one of her assistants, her name was Karen, that, you know, works closely with her, and she's still down at the legislature as an assistant to one of the senators. And she says, well, we could, you know, do a medallion. We have our centennial coming up. You know, we do something around that. And then we thought about it, and we go, oh, I'm going to check on something. So I went online, and I looked for medallions. Was there anybody that made a medallion for any commemoration or something of a state? Yeah, it was Oklahoma had done something like this. So we got legislation passed that our centennial here in 2012 will be commemorated by medallions up to multiple weights in gold. Arizona's going to be printing or minting its own gold coins. What might we do with that? We'll talk about it.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Change the world. I'll tell you one way to do it. You go messing with the man's money. Mess with the man's money. And he doesn't like that. Now, we're talking about Jesse Ventura talking about the CIA being in all the Capitol buildings. I'll give you a reason why. Imagine this. I have a state legislator, senator, very popular, behind the scenes kind of, you got to help me out here. We got to do something against the New World Order kind of whatever. What can we do? I go, it's always about the money. So what do we come up with? Oklahoma had done a medallion. I just put medallion in state commemoration, whatever. And Oklahoma had a sesquicentennial. I guess that's 150 years. And they had done a medallion. And I go, oh, that's all I needed. So I went and saw the legislation, how they did it. I went and kind of, you know, wrote it up. I've done this before. I go, okay, here, and it goes here in the law, and it says, and whatever. Arizona's having its centennial. It's in 2012. We became a state in 1912. Valentine's Day, February 14th. So now we're going to have our centennial, and they want to do a commemoration of whatever. And I go, hey, you know, obviously what you need to do, because we're a big mining state. Part of our state logo is, you know, about mining. You know, big copper, big silver, big gold. So I go, we'll go ahead and do gold, silver, and copper and have different denominations. There'll be medallions. Well, they go, yeah, we gotta get too complicated. We'll just make it gold. All right, fine. You can't call it money. You sure? You don't want to call it a coin. You don't want to call it, you just call it medallion. All right? The medallion shall be two-sided, not to exceed 5 millimeters in thickness, and denominations or weights up to 1 ounce, which allows for more than just one size coin. And the medallions shall be produced in sufficient quantity to supply all public demand. Now, people want them, keep buying them, they keep minting them. So what happened was it put it in the charge of the state treasurer's office for them to, and the commission for the centennial, oh, they're all over it. They thought it was the greatest, most wonderful thing. But they're thinking, the way they're talking, oh, yeah, we'll probably need, you know, hundreds of these. We give them out to our friends. It's going to be a state-funded program to where we're going to be giving, you know, the utilities this and this guy that. And they all get, and I'm like, whoa, yeah, right. And I go, no, all public demands, not just for you guys. What happened was, is you have what they call legislative council. Legislative council are the guys that actually write the legislation. A legislator, they don't do all this usually. They'll say, I want to do this, now go write a bill that does this. Well, they go write it, and then, you know, it's always in the details. Well, when you start talking about gold medallions, minting of anything gold, now, you know, we have the silver medallions of for Freedom's Phoenix, 1 ounce silver medallions. You know, this is, you know, these aren't that hard. It's gotten so cheap now. You can get it all designed, and for less than a couple $1,000s, you get the dies all done, ready to start rock and roll. So what do? They go, we are going to have these medallions done by someone in the state. It has to be with, you know, mind, whatever. They go through all these details, so when they pass it. But as you go through the legislative council, they would write it up and then send it back to the senator. Oh, is this what you want? And so on. And they kept taking. We knew she'd bring us down and we'd go look at it because I've seen them do this before. Regardless of what you proposed, regardless of what got voted on the floor, regardless of what got read into the record, regardless of what the end result, yes, we vote aye, done, passed, that is not what gets printed. Okay? They do this all the time. And when you have the word gold come up, man, there's people from Lord knows where having a little looky-see. Okay? So it would come to the senator's office and we'd look at it. A couple of things that we really wanted to make sure was in there. Medallions, so that you could have more than one denomination, and all in sufficient quantity to supply all public demand. Those two things. You're going, blah, 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 what's going to be printed on the front, and blah, 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 is going to be on the back, and blah, 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 don't care. Sufficient quantity to supply all public demand, it's in gold, and, you know, that was about it, and different denominations you could do. So finally we get it all done, finally it passes. There was only one vote, out of 90 legislators, one guy voted against it. And it just so happened in the hallway one time, I rarely go down there, but I just happened to be down there, and some guy on gun rights didn't knew me and was working with Karen on something else. Oh, how's your medallion thing coming and everything? I'm like, shh, be quiet, man. And the legislator that was there I was talking to, I was talking to him about, you know, the Ron Paul revolution thing was just going. I'm saying, look, man, you know, now's the time. You guys, I know you don't see it coming. You don't. And, you know, as we're talking, he comes and done that, and I go, well, I guess if he knows that these legislators know that libertarians have anything to do with anything, they just vote no out of fear. So sure as heck, no, because I don't know, because I'm afraid. So it passes. It goes through. Now we have this, and they're working on the design now. This is how we pass stuff. And it takes people like Karen to do this. This is who is endorsing Barry Hess, the libertarian for governor, along with Sheriff Mack. She's the one that got on the floor and said, 9/11, man, I don't know the inside job or not, but I'm telling you, I want new investigation. They lied on this, and lie, big long list. I mean, it went all over the internet. Jesse Ventura calls up, I want to come do a 9/11 event, come be, you know, arms around you, and yeah, yeehaw. He comes. You know, we get to hang a little bit. He gets, does a presentation. We videotaped Freedom's Phoenix guys, videographers went in there. It's on We Are Change Arizona. They interviewed and talked to him, and he gave a presentation at the state capitol in the Senate caucus room for the Republicans. You had Jesse Ventura tell us about how the CIA is in every single state house and why. Keep track of this stuff. See, we knew, and I told Karen, I said, you know, I'd be shocked if this legislation on the gold thing gets through. I know they're going to try and change it. I know they're going to have people, you know, you think the word gold comes up in state legislation when you have it on the internet, it gets posted up there, all the bills done, and there's not somebody going to go, I'm interested. Of course they are. So we'll see how it goes, our commemoration's coming up. So this is, you know, I don't think I know. I mean, I've been through this in so many different ways. And Jesse Ventura, he's a regular guy. I mean, he's got his own spiel, you know, but I tell you what he does know. He knows this whole Republican-Democrat thing is just a show. It's, I'm going to kick your butt. Yeah, we're going to, I'm going to hog tie you and slap you around and everything while you're in the ring. And then afterwards, you're, you know, out there, you're both, snorting coke lines off a hooker's backs or something. The same hooker. You know, these guys are just all the same. So, all right. We're getting up close to the end here, and I don't want to start this with Glenn Jacobs until we get into the next. We'll go ahead and spend most of the time in the next hour just going straight to his, trying to get as much of that in there. But I want you guys to know from a lot of people's perspective, what's really going on behind the scenes is not anything of what they're showing on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. And everybody's so worried about him. Even the morning show, Don Wills is the Wyoming state chair, Libertarians, and he supports another candidate for LNC. And John Jay, another gentleman, you know, nice guy. I like him. Now we just see things a little bit differently. But there's some people that are concerned about me being Libertarian National Chair. They're like, yeah, but I mean, you're more focused on this anarcho-capitalist, free mind individual. It's not really party building kind of directly, you know, for what you're going to do for us. Well, you know, honestly, they don't see support of individual as support of the party. That's what gives people the motivation to support the party, to start to come in, to see it as a tool to do what they want to do. You know, you can't make people do what you want to do. They can't make me do it. You know, so I just help them do what they want. And a lot of times you just have faith in humanity that they just want to be left alone. They want to be free. They want to express their dissent. And that's exactly what the Tea Party was. And then they tried to control it. You want to kill a movement, try to control it. The Tea Party is going to be dead. You watch. The numbers will just plummet because they keep narrowing the issues by which they are defining themselves. It's not about freedom. It's about control. It's about, you know, money to your friends overseas. It's about money to your corporate friends here. It's about maintaining the empire out of fear. They're trying to kill us. They want us. This is not sustainable, and it hasn't worked in the past, and it's not going to in the future. People want to just be left alone. And the party, the group, the people, Freedom's Phoenix, the show that advocate for that and empower them and give them the opportunity to, you, they're supported. We have a lot of innovations, you know, we've been working on for a long time. I've been trying. I mean, you know, the computer guys, I mean, you know, they go at their own speed. But there's going to be there's a very bright future for Freedom's Phoenix and the impact that it's going to have on a lot of things. And we're setting it up for that because there are so many examples of how just being able to communicate with each other has produced enormous amounts of activism. Just clearing the mind fog. People walk around in confusion because that is the intent of the media. See, oftentimes they can't change you as a human being and turn you into an automaton for the state, but they at least can confuse you or make you believe that your neighbor is confused enough to vote for the bad guys. You might have figured it out, but nobody else has, as they just turn the election fraud dial. This is we're going into the end game here because economics is math. You know, math doesn't lie. You're not going to be able to change what's coming, but we can change ourselves and we can survive it. And at the end of this, what are we going to rebuild? I don't want us to make the same mistakes. I got grandbabies coming. We'll be right back.